Solitary in nature and remarkably graceful as it soars over the Pacific, this large oceanic bird only comes to land when nesting, yet the activity of humans impacts it every day. Today, we're headed offshore to learn about the black-footed albatross and the impacts of marine debris. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This is Bay Birds. Although not the largest bird out over the open oceans, and actually rather small for an albatross, the black-footed albatross boasts an impressive wingspan of over 7 feet and is the most commonly sighted albatross off our Pacific coast. It nests in Hawaii, but some adults tracked by satellite have traveled over 9,300 miles from their breeding grounds in Hawaii to the Northern California and Oregon coasts just to gather food for their young. They can reliably be found here off our coasts from June to August. The black-footed albatross is almost completely dark brown, except for a narrow white strip at the base of its bill and a white patch behind its eye. It is the only dark albatross in the northern Pacific Ocean, with their equally dark bill and feet helping to differentiate them from other albatrosses. Since it spends most of its life above the open ocean, the black-footed albatross is specially adapted to drinking seawater and excreting the excess salt through glands just above its eyes. And it has a keen sense of smell to locate food across vast areas. Sadly, this is where human activity causes the black-footed albatross harm. The typical black-footed albatross diet consists primarily of flying fish, fish eggs, squid, shrimp, and other crustaceans or small fish. They also scavenge discards from fishing vessels or try and get bait from long-line hooks. Fisheries have actually done a great job at installing devices on their lines that keep birds away, and this has significantly reduced the number of birds killed by long-line fishing. However, marine debris, the litter that has made its way through our waterways and into our bays and oceans, is abundant in the open ocean, and generally humans aren't present to shoo birds away from this hazard. Much like an owl regurgitates a pellet, seabirds like the black-footed albatross do the same, except then we call it a bolus. A bolus is a mass of indigestible items that accumulate in the seabird's stomach. From these boluses, we can learn what the birds are eating, but we are only able to find black-footed albatross boluses during breeding season when they come to land. In one bolus, 40% of the items found were debris, plastics, and styrofoam. The black-footed albatross has been listed as endangered since 2003. Threats to its populations include oil in marine waters, long-line fishing, and marine debris. International Coastal Cleanup estimates at least 80% of marine debris comes from land, and 90% of that debris, plastic. With the discovery of the Pacific Garbage Patch, it is all too clear that plastic doesn't disappear in the ocean. It may break down into smaller and smaller pieces, but never breaks down completely. The smaller it gets, the more harmful it is, since it is often mistaken for food. Brightly colored plastics look remarkably like delicious fish eggs or other prey items, and birds may eat this plastic, feel full, and become malnourished. Even worse, they may regurgitate plastic to feed their young. But what can we do? Actually, a lot. And it all starts with the simple word rethink. We can rethink all the purchases we make and choose less plastic, less packaging, and less trash. Who would have thought that would help the birds? We can also get active. and participate in cleanups throughout our watersheds, our bays, and along our oceans. This May, thousands of schoolchildren will gather along California's coasts from San Diego through San Francisco and up to Humboldt to help clean up our beaches and through aerial art displays to send a message to all of us that they care about our seabirds and that we can help protect and sustain our oceans. If we prevent trash from leaving the land, it won't become marine debris. The elegant black-footed albatross is important to native Hawaiian culture. It's a symbol of renewal and growth. Perhaps we can take that to heart, and through all of our efforts, we can help the oceans begin a phase of renewal. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at RichardsonBay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.